And today's game brought to you in part by Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City, JC Pontoon, and Angler Dealers who can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit OceanBeachMarina.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here. Start of the second quarter upon us. Manasquan leading 11-2 after that first quarter, Kevin. And so far, St. Rose not necessarily struggling defensively. Giving up 11's okay, but boy, offensively, it's been a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, not getting a lot of open looks, Mac, and have thrown the ball inside with sort of shots that were off balance. They need to settle down, run their offense, and get a couple of baskets. As you said, no field goals through the entire first quarter.
Manasquan gets it off the quarter break. Mabry inside, missed the shot on the left, got her own rebound back, and is fouled on the way back up. She will head to the free throw line for two. Turnovers have been a problem for St. Rose as well. They turned it over in that first quarter six times. That's not going to help your cause either. Mabry to the line for two shots.
And another outstanding entry pass by Sam Sullivan. I am really impressed. They're bringing her on the high post, and she is distributing the ball magnificently.
Foul on St. Rose, Rose White. Mabry makes one of two to give Manasquan a double-digit lead. She's got eight of the team's 12. Full court pressure by Manasquan as well. 12-2 our score. Phipps breaks the pressure. Laura off on the right wing. Had it stripped at, falling to the floor. Players diving for it. Loose ball coming to Manasquan. Hart pushing it up with some tempo. St. Rose back. And Manasquan will run a half-court set. Ford, played by Phipps, handing off now Mabry. White checking her. Mabry maybe got away with a bit of a push-off. Right side shot off the mark. It goes out of bounds, and it will go to St. Rose.
Yeah, she yielded off the defensive player to create some space for the shot, but it was not called. The shot missed. It'll be St. Rose basketball.
Peyton Smith back into the game. Napolitano on the bench for St. Rose. Again, full court pressure by Manasquan. Kurtz looking to break it. Had the ball deflected. Last touch by St. Rose. It'll be Manasquan basketball.
You know, you look at the scoreboard clock, the scoreboard here at the MAC, and they have some of the team statistics. Shooting percentage right now, Manasquan 24, St. Rose 0.
24 not great, but it beats 0.
Wow. Hard to win a game when you have not made a basket.
Going on 9 minutes worth as we're about a minute into our second quarter. Hageman gets it off the inbound and will set the offense for Manasquan. Big blue up by 10, 12-2. Bounce at the foul line for Sullivan. Turns, moves off to her right. Hageman throws up an air ball from the right. Mabry there on the putback. Nobody blocked her out. She's into double figures with 10, and Manasquan pulling away here, leading 14-2.
Joe Whalen has to be a bit concerned right about now. St. Rose fans have not had anything to cheer about.
Phipps flipping off on the left side for White. Smith gets it. Now Lauro. Lauro, nice crossover. Will stop and pop from 10. Almost got it to fall. Fouled on her way up. So go to the line for two.
Bridget Ford's going to get her second personal here.
You know, Kevin, one of the big differences, if you look just at the roster makeup, I mean, St. Rose says they start five guards, nobody over 5'10". Sullivan has been so effective coming out high and then dropping the ball down low. I'm not sure that St. Rose has anything they can do to really defend that.
No, and you think about it this way, Mabry at times will go underneath. People forget, she's a 5'10 player. She's bigger than any other St. Rose starter, and she's a guard. So matchup problems all around for the Purple Roses.
Mabry will get a break on the bench as Lauro misses two. Ford with the rebound. Clark back into the game for Manasquan. She'll push it up court. Hart off the left sideline. Trying to cross over. Picks up the dribble. Hands to Ford. Gets back to Hart. 2 minutes into our second quarter. St. Rose still looking for their first basket. And now Laura will get called for a foul. Her second. And the team's fifth. Napolitano looking to check in. And she will give Laura a break with the two fouls.
Also, frustration starts, I think, to set in for these St. Rose players. You start feeling like this is not our day. We can't get anything to drop.
Ford off the inbound, gives to Hart. Mabry's break going to be pretty quick. Back at the scorer's table for Manasquan. Here's Clark looking to penetrate. Good feed and find down to the right corner for Hageman. Skip pass back up top for Hart. She'll drive on her way to the lane. Throw one up. No good. Got her own rebound back. Manasquan will keep. Looking to drive on the baseline. Hageman gets the feed and the foul and the basket. And she'll go to the line for the free throw.
That is all Eva Hart. It will not show up anywhere in the stats. But what a tremendous job she does. Misses the shot, grabs the offensive rebound, then makes an outstanding pass off the penetration to lead to the easy basket for Hageman and the possibility of a three-point play.
She now has one shot.
Second on Kurt, 16 foul on St. Rose. This game on the verge of getting out of hand, even more so than it is right now. Hageman missing the free throw. Ball out of bounds will go to St. Rose. Manasquan up 16-2, and St. Rose still looking for their first basket. Their 2 points coming via the free throw line. Full court pressure by Manasquan. Kurtz flipped over to Phipps, who traveled with the basketball. And now it'll be Manasquan again with their hands on the rock.
Well, you just get the sense that this Warrior team is playing with a sense of urgency. They have been aggressive on both ends of the court from the beginning of the game. St. Rose, to me, looks like they haven't woken up yet.
Mabry gets it off the inbound. Checked by White. Again, Sullivan out of the high post. Will turn square up. Feed to Mabry. She'll lay it in from the right side. Mabry with a dozen. The lead is 16. Joe Whalen has seen enough. He will take a timeout with Manasquan up 18-2. 5:19 to go in our second quarter. We will keep it here. 8 turnovers so far for St. Rose. Kevin has not helped the cause. But boy, I mean, at some point, you got to make a basket.
You know what, Matt? It's ugly early. And I mean, Joe Whalen, if he's got a great speech somewhere, it's time to pull it out because his girls have not responded to anything. They've gotten beaten to loose balls off the offensive glass. It has been all Manasquan, and they are looking, I think, the Warriors to deliver a very early knockout. Now you'll kind of find out about this St. Rose team because nothing has gone right for them. They haven't gotten anything to bounce or drop, but they've now got to create their own opportunities. It's not a matter of luck. It's now a matter of work.
And for Manasquan, certainly for the end part of this first half, I would say foot on the gas pedal and let's just keep it rolling.
I agree.
Kurtz brings it up court against Mabry on the drive, missing the left side runner. Sullivan pulls down the loose ball. Mabry in transition, 3-on-3. Hageman way up in front of everybody and lays it in easily from the left side. And we're in the midst of right now an old-fashioned blowout. 20-2 the score. And this is against the second seed in the Shore Conference tournament, Manasquan up 18. Corner jumper by Rose White, an air ball. Mabry pulls down the loose ball. Here's Hart in transition, feeding for Clark, who has her shot rejected out of bounds by Kurtz. But it will stay with Manasquan. Amy White, number 3, will check in for St. Rose. Joe Whalen's just going to look down the bench and just keep trying pieces right now.
Throw something out of there, it might stick.
Off the inbound, Mabry had an open layup on the right side. Well-designed play, couldn't finish. Kurtz will bring it up for St. Rose off the miss. Kurtz handing off to Phipps. Checked by Hageman. Skipping for Rose White on the left wing. Back to Kurtz. Handing off now to Phipps. Manasquan up 20-2. Phipps getting the screen, picks up the dribble. Here comes the double, in trouble, tries to pass through it. Clark picks up the loose ball, and Manasquan in transition again. Hageman will stop, use the glass, no good. Clark kept it alive for Manasquan. Referees unsure of whose ball it should be. One said blue, and one pointed white. They'll have a quick conversation, and it will be St. Rose ball.
Good job by the officials there to get the call right, which is ultimately what it's all about.
Jess Lauro back into the game for St. Rose with the two fouls. Kat Phipps will sit on the bench. Team's leading scorer at 12 a game. The only player in double figures for St. Rose has not scored yet. On the drive, here is Peyton Smith being fouled. She'll have an opportunity to increase her point total from the free throw line. She has St. Rose's only 2 points and will go to the line for two more.
We've played 12 minutes and 15 seconds of basketball, and St. Rose still has not made a field goal.
Foul put up on the board against Marina Mabry. That is her second, team's sixth. Smith making the free throw. She has all three of St. Rose's points. Second one, back rim no good. Loose ball deflected up. Hart controls for Manasquan. Hart in transition. Penetrates past Lauro. Bumped on her way up. Count it and the foul. Great body control that time by Eva Hart. Able to finish with the contact and will go to the line for a three-point play.
A 5'7 senior forward who doesn't get a lot of headlines, but boy, she bangs inside, does all the little intangibles, gets rewarded with a basket there, but misses the free throw.
Up 19 is Manasquan right now, 22-3. Here's Kurtz driving, throwing one up. She'll draw a foul as well. She'll go to the line for two. St. Rose still without a basket, however. 3:29 remaining in the second quarter.
Well, number 24, Courtney Hageman, her first personal.
Hageman's first. Seventh on Manasquan, so St. Rose will shoot a 1-1 for the remaining part of the half. Both teams at that 17 foul mark. Kurtz making the first, making the second as well. Manasquan now up 22-5. Hart breaks the timeline with the dribble. Looks left, bounces left, top of the key for Mabry. Trying to feed Sullivan inside, who will hand back off to Mabry. Stutter stop move going to the lane. Missed the runner. Clark, the little pesky freshman, able to corral the loose ball for Manasquan. Then on the dump down pass for Sullivan, a loose ball foul will be called on Sam Sullivan. It will be her second. So if there's one issue for Manasquan, that's it. Mabry, Sullivan, and Ford all have two personal fouls.
Well, Lisa Kokoda's going to take Mabry out right now. I think that's a pretty good move, Matt. You don't want to get three before the half because it changes the whole way you play the rest of the game if you've got three fouls at halftime.
It's more of a just in case.
Exactly. Sullivan's got to be careful here as well. You know, if there, I hate to say it's a silver lining because it's hard to find it, but Manasquan has missed a lot of easy shots the last 3 or 4 minutes. They've run really nice plays that have led to layup attempts and shots underneath and have not made them. So
Kurtz missed the front end of a 1-1. Ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Manasquan. St. Rose will come out with full court pressure. See if they can create something. Clark, so fast, just beats everyone down the floor with the dribble. Dump down pass inside for Molly Bryant, who just checked into the game. She'll miss the left side layup.
And that would be an example of what I said.
Phipps in transition against Clark. White looking to dump it to Amy White. Back to Rose White. Open from the left corner. Doesn't take the shot. Here's Kurtz, top of the key. She'll fire one and hit. Finally, St. Rose with a basket. Kurtz has five. It comes at the 2:35 mark of the second quarter. Make it 22-8. Off on the left, Hart bouncing right. Cross-court look for Hageman. Hageman crossover dribble. Weaves her way through traffic. Loose ball down on the floor. Jump ball. It'll be St. Rose basketball on the possession arrow.
Well, can the Roses put together back-to-back baskets? I think we're going to get a timeout here. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And we'll tell you that our coverage of the Shore Conference basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Smashburger. Smash fresh, served delicious on the corner of Route 70 and Cedar Bridge Avenue in Brick.
You know, Kevin, hard to think that with 2:35 left, St. Rose would get their first basket. But, you know, again, you look up at the board, and it is only 14 at 22-8. I think you made a great point before, saying Manasquan has missed, I would say, a half dozen easy shots inside, easy layups, that even if they make, you know, half of those, they're up 20 right now as opposed to 14. They've got Mabry on the bench. You've got to think she's probably going to stay there for the remaining part of the half unless the wheels just totally come off the wagon. So this is a chance for St. Rose. You know, even if it's a little 4-0, 6-2 spurt, something like that, you're kind of back into the game.
You want a little momentum to take into halftime. If you could get within 10 or 11 at halftime, that's certainly not an impossible hurdle. And I think the Purple Roses have gotten that break. I said, I'm impressed mostly by two things with Manasquan. I think their defensive play has been tremendous. And they have done a great job of moving the ball on the offensive end, leading to easy opportunities. And as I said, there's quite a few of them they have not cashed in on.
Napolitano back in for St. Rose. Manasquan has Clark, Bryant, Hart, Hageman, and Sullivan. Kurtz down in the far side corner. She'll stop, fire a three. That's off the mark, no good. Napolitano kept it alive. Sullivan able to poke it away. Clark went to the deck for Manasquan. Possession arrow says Manasquan basketball. Set the St. Rose lineup for you here as well. Phipps, Rose White, Kurtz, Peyton Smith, and Napolitano. And wouldn't you know it, Marina Mabry back into the game for Manasquan. Mabry has her hands on the ball, breaks the timeline with the dribble, wants to go left, and does. Sullivan in the left corner. Backdoor cut for Mabry from Sullivan, thrown out of bounds. And it'll be St. Rose basketball. Molly Bryant back in. Mabry will sit down. Little offense defense for Manasquan.
Good move by Lisa Kokoda, if you can do it. Wants Mabry on with the off when they have the ball, but doesn't want her to get called for that third foul on the defensive end.
Phipps throws off on the right side for Sarah Kurtz. 90 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Inside feed. Phipps able to get on the scoreboard finally. Used her height advantage, believe it or not, or 5'6", over the top of Stella Clark. 22-10 now Manasquan.
Good entry pass there.
Loose ball down on the floor. Will go out of bounds. It will be Manasquan basketball. Good defensive play by Rose White. Mabry back in for the offense. Hart will put the ball in play. Clark goes to collect. Coming up on 60 seconds remaining here. Quarter number two, half number one. Sullivan will take one from the right elbow and hit. Her first basket of the night. Good touch by Sam Sullivan. Make it 24-10. Phipps breaks the timeline, goes left with the dribble. Picks up the dribble, double comes. Kurtz in trouble. See if they call that a deflection. They will. She had to go in the backcourt to get it. And Kurtz will try to work one-on-one against Hart. Backing her way down. Kick up top for Napolitano. Flip it in the right for Peyton Smith. And then she's bumped by Sullivan, who commits a silly foul. It'll be her third. No need for that.
You know, I was just going to make a point, Matt, on that whole defensive series. Sam Sullivan was reaching a lot. And I was just thinking, you know, that's the wrong way to pick up your third foul. You got to take her out now. She's still in the game, but you cannot leave her in. Somebody's got to tell her that it's three fouls.
Free throw off the mark, off the one and one, no good. Loose ball down on the floor. Clark down there. A couple of players per team. Kokoda looking to the bench. Not sure who to put in for Sullivan. Chiara Palumbi will come into the game for her first action. Sullivan will leave. Palumbi, 5'10", senior.
Sam Sullivan is an aggressive player, but that's a bad third foul before the half.
Off the possession hour again at St. Rose basketball. Double comes with Phipps having her hands on it, trying to dribble away from pressure and Eva Hart. 20 seconds to go now in the half. Hart flips up top for Laura. Open from three. Air ball tossed up. Mabry clears a loose ball. Mabry in transition. Bumping contact and then a blocking foul will be called on Peyton Smith. It'll be her second, team's eighth, and Mabry to the line for a one and one.
though. It was the second time she got fouled on the possession. I think they missed one around midcourt.
Amy White will check back in. Peyton Smith will leave. Mabry with a 1-1. Back rim no good off the first, and then a foul coming on Manasquan. Palumbi whacked at Amy White, and we'll have free throws now the other way.
Warriors have missed some free throws as well. They really had a chance here to go in with a huge halftime lead.
20-plus.
Easily. It's 14 right now, and the Purple Roses can chomp into that on the free throw line.
This will be two for Amy White, as that was the 10th team foul on Manasquan, and Amy White makes the first.
Number 15, Rose White.
Thank goodness for the free throw line here for St. Rose in this half. Not that they're lighting it up there as well, but with only two baskets, they've been able to do more damage from the line. Second one by White is good also. She's got two. 24-12. 6 seconds to go. Clark gets it off the inbound. Will run far sideline. Ahead for Masonius, who's in trouble. Now throws ahead for Mabry, who can't get the shot off in time, and the teams will head into the locker room with Manasquan leading this one by a score of 24-12. Big Blue outscoring St. Rose in that quarter 13-10. We'll step out as well, make it a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, recap the first half for you, get you set for the start of the second half, talk a little bit about the boys game, which will follow at 3 o'clock as well. All coming up on the Shore Sports Network.